In our last class, we saw something about the widespread de-Christianization of our country and the need, the first way to re-Christianize our country is that we ourselves understand our faith. And the understanding, remember, is not by any means merely memorizing or knowing by heart the answers to the catechism questions. To understand, we saw, means to see with the eyes of faith, to see the meaning of what we believe, to grasp what the mysteries of the faith mean, even without our being able to comprehend them. If there is one distinction we should all make, it is between understanding and comprehending. We are all to understand our faith and grow in our understanding. Comprehension we shall never achieve, not only in this life, but even in eternity. Only God comprehends in the sense of fully understands the mystery that he has revealed. Beginning, of course, with the mystery of his own being. Only God fully understands himself. But understanding is to grow in the meaningfulness, the intelligibility of what we believe. We saw also, we grow in our faith by becoming more certain, more convinced that what we believe is really true. We grow in our faith by being able to defend what we believe and defend first and mainly with our own minds. Because the strongest objector to the faith we profess is our own intellect. And we went on and we said, we become apt instruments in the hands of God to reconvert a de-Christianized nation by living the faith that we profess. My plan for today's class is to talk about the new paganism and our responsibility to re-evangelize America. The new paganism and our duty to re-evangelize America. In the last analysis, the question we should ask ourselves is, what do we really mean when we say that our nation has become beyond description, de-Christianized? What we mean is that what had been, with so many people, a profession of the Christian faith, there is now what I'm calling, for the purpose of this class, the new paganism. I would like to ask 5 questions. First, what is old paganism? What is old paganism? Second, what is the new paganism? Number 3, what are the consequences of the new paganism on the moral order? How has the new paganism, which has spread so widely in our nation, affected the morality of our country? 4th, how has the new paganism created the homicidal culture of the modern world. As I've been telling people now for years, the 20th century is the most homicidal century in the history of the human race. More death casualties from wars fought since 1900 than all the wars from the dawn of man's existence to the year 1900. More murders of unborn children in the world today in 1 year than all the previous centuries of man's history put together. We are living, what a safe but tragic statement, we are living in a homicidal society. So you're asking, number four, how has this new paganism created what we call the homicidal culture of the modern world? And finally, how to convert the new pagans? First, a word, just a few words, of what I call the old paganism. In general, paganism means the rejection of religion. The most generic name for a pagan is one who is irreligious. However, we can distinguish between a pagan up to modern times and now the new pagan in the world today. Already among the ancient Jews, they would generally call them Gentiles or pagans. Who were they? They were people, and surely the majority of the human race, who did not believe in one God, creator of heaven and earth. Babylonians, Egyptians, Romans, Greeks, Phoenicians, all the non-Jewish religions before the time of Christ were in the way in which we are using the word pagan, professed paganism. They were all polytheists, believing in a plurality of gods, both good deities and bad ones, both male and female. With the coming of Christ, the word pagan remained basically the same. A pagan was one who would not believe in the one true personal God who created the world out of nothing, and who, as ruler of the world, alone has the right to tell human beings what to do. Thus we read in the Old Testament, and then Christ repeated it in the New. I am the Lord your God. You will not have other or strange or more gods besides me. You must worship only me, the one true God. Anyone who did not believe that or live by it was, both by pre-Christian and by Christian standards, a pagan. In this sense, most of the human race is pagan. Most of the human race is polytheistic. Over the years in teaching comparative religion, I would tell my students, as I'm sharing with you, after almost 2,000 years since the coming of Christ, most of the human race still, I don't see, does not believe that God became man in the person of Jesus Christ. Most of the human race does not even yet believe there's only one God. And the fault cannot be that these hundreds of millions, billions, have rejected the one true God. They never heard. And there is only one true God. That is why, as I think I've told you, by 1550, over 10 million Aztecs, one single Indian tribe, over 10 million Aztecs, became Christians, indeed Roman Catholics, by 1550. Hungry, hungry for the truth. Hear of monotheism, of one true God. But somebody must feed them this truth. Have you finished this class and you are not powerfully motivated to spread the faith? I wasted your time and you wasted mine. You've got work to do. So much for what I called old paganism. Old paganism, it could be called polytheism. Now the new paganism. The new paganism did not arise spontaneously. It is not an inheritance from the past. It is a result of mass education. And the education coming in two forms. As academic education in institutions of learning, and education through the media, through the modern media of social communication. And whatever else we know, we better know this. This new paganism is being masterminded by geniuses. In positions of great power in materially developed countries like ours. Political power, economic power, social power. Thus, in this sense, hundreds of millions have been paganized. We may say old paganism was almost the inevitable result of man's fallen nature. But the new paganism has to be learned, and billions, and the word is billions of dollars are spent in our country to propagate the new paganism. And with phenomenal success. Unlike what I've called the old paganism, the new paganism is not polytheistic. Oh no. It is not the idolatrous worship of many gods. The new pagan worships only one God. And that one God is man himself. I did learn this last week, or last month, or last year. It took me 40 years to learn this. This new paganism has assumed a variety of names, each understandably beginning with the adjective new. Some samples. It is called the New Theology. It is called the New Age. It is called the New Creation. It is the religion. This is a religion. It has worship and ritual to create the new man, so that thou, the new man, may create the new world. We may say that the new paganism is not really new. Not really new, except that it has so deeply penetrated into Orthodox Christianity. It is in this sense that the United States is a vast mission country. Under Pope St. Pius X, at the turn of the present century, it was called modernism. But note the focus. Modernism. New. What is the root? What is the root of this new paganism? It is paganism because it is idolatry. And the essence of idolatry is worshiping a creature as though it were God. Idolatry is giving divine honors to a creature, divine respect to a creature. Sacrifice to a creature. The root of this new paganism, it is what I've come to call self-idolatry. There's only one danger in saying what I am and sharing my thoughts with you. And that is to think that what we're talking about in this class is, well, fascinating idea. We never have thought of it. It's not a fascinating idea. It is a pervasive reality. What form does this self-idolatry take? This new paganism idolizes each person's own mind. It idolizes each person's own will. We may therefore legitimately say that the new paganism is a religion. But by now, the great minds that have shaped our new pagan culture in America, great minds, have developed a whole sola. Dare we say summa theologica, except that the theos, the God, is no longer the infinite creator of the human race. It is a man himself. John Dewey, I would identify as a great mind, great evil mind, that hath thought through in a long lifetime, structured, organized, and developed a system of thought which has penetrated all American education. It was John Dewey defined religion. Religion is that way of life that each person determines to follow. Religion on these terms is loyalty, consistency to one's own thoughts and one's own decisions. The essence of religion on these terms redefines the meaning of truth. Truth, and this long before the time of Christ, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. Truth has always been considered the conformity or agreement of the mind with reality. What is true? That which my mind thinks or conceives about something. If what it conceives or has in its mind agrees with the reality, then the mind possesses truth. The reality outside of my mind is a watch. My mind tells me it's a watch. I have the truth. I have in my hand a glass of what I think is water. It is water. If my mind thinks the same as what the reality outside the mind is, then the mind possesses the truth. What about the new paganism? Truth in the new paganism is not conformity of mind with reality. It is the mind producing reality. It is the mind determining what is real. It is the mind deciding what is reality. In other words, in the new paganism, truth is what I think is true. So too with the good. In all sane society over the centuries, the good is that which each person needs. What each person needs in order to be truly satisfied. What is the good? That which makes a person truly happy. And the word truly is crucial. Really happy. Truly happy. That's the good. In the new paganism, what is good? Good is what I want, what I desire. And then having a free will, what I choose. In both cases, both in determining what is true and in deciding what is good, it is each individual, each person's mind from within determines, declares what is true. That is why I think I've told you before, our third Webster's International Dictionary, the editors, after years of research and millions of dollars, decided it is no longer possible in the English language. Others can do it. The Spaniards, the Germans, French. In English, we can no longer produce a dictionary that defines the meaning of a single word. Because the meaning of words has been determined by individuals, each for themselves. The same word, see, for us Catholics, the word Eucharist. For so many Catholics now, what is the Eucharist? That's what you receive at the Eucharist. Now, what is it? What do you receive? It's what you think you receive. That is why, as I think I've told you, my friends at the Vatican tell me, as far as they know, never in the history of the Church have there been so many requests for a declaration of nullity. For priests who are asking to be not dispensed from the obligation of their priesthood, but to have their priestly ordination declared invalid. They never really knew what a priest is. And the same, say, with marriage. How many people get married, in quotation marks? What's a marriage? What each person thinks for themselves, the marriage is. Now the consequences. What have been the effects of the consequences of this new paganism in the modern world? In one declarative sentence, they have been devastating. The new paganism has produced a whole generation of persons who may still call themselves Christians or even Catholics, but his behavior contradicts the most fundamental principles of Christianity. Christianity teaches that God has given us a mind to know what God wants us to do, and a free will to choose what God wants. That is why the forthcoming Catechism for the Universal Church will take stock of this totally new phenomenon on the scale in supposedly developed countries of the Euro-American world. Who made you? God made you, then you just assume, or you assumed, that a person knew who God is. For many years, you can no longer make that assumption. What does the new paganism teach? It teaches that we have a mind indeed to know. To know what? To know what we want to do. That, and I've taught in enough universities, graduate schools, and seminaries, not to know that for many people, this is really the first law of their lives. They go to school, learn as much as they can, in order to know what they want to do. The idea of acquiring knowledge to find what God wants them to do. Well, come. It's not just preconsider. It is pre-scientific. And one of the advantages of having a half a lifetime of formal education, as I had, is you learn so much of the vocabulary. Oh, the sesquipedalian words that I can use. But behind, only God knows how accurate my statement is, but behind most higher education in the modern world is feeding the mind with what each person wants to do. And look, I'm no longer a child. I've got a mind. And I've got a mind to learn. What should I learn? You know, what else? What I want to do with the learning that I acquire. So to the new paganism, unlike all sane religion, not to say Christianity, has over the centuries held that we have a free will in order to choose what God wants us to. The new paganism just reverses the whole purpose of having a will. The purpose of having a free will is to choose what I want. What else? You can't be serious. Are you telling me that I've got a free will to do somebody else's will? Am I making sense? They say, so penetrated the society in which we live that even to talk differently is to, well, expose oneself to the risk of being called psychotic. Because that's Sigmund Freud's definition of psychosis. That mental disorder which makes people think there is a God, a supreme being to whom they are subject. If that's not psychosis, says Sigmund Freud, then what is? On occasion, I've begun a class by addressing the students, "My dear fellow psychotics." How many people just following, say, their Christian conscience are sent for psychotherapy because they still think, poor dears, that sexual pleasure is something which should be controlled, that you don't just derive as much pleasure from the reproductive faculties as you can. I remember in New Religion Books series that was being published, and Community of Nuns was asked to work with the series. They told the publisher they would like to have Father Harden sit in on the meeting at which the decision would be made whether or not these nuns would use these books. So we had our meeting. Before the meeting was over, it cost the Catholic publisher $35,000. Because I said, you just cannot keep some of these things in these religion books. Our bodies are not our own. Just because something gives me pleasure does not mean, well, if it gives you pleasure, why enjoy it? Not so fast. Not so fast. One evidence of how deeply the new paganism has penetrated modern society is the ocean of make-believe that is produced by the print and electronics media. Most of the reading, 90% of all the reading that the 200 plus million Americans read is fiction. Most of the radio and television programs are fiction or fictionalized. And my good friend was anchorman for some 10 years with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Larry Henderson told me. He became a Catholic and kept his position as the evening news broadcaster for the Canadian Broadcasting Company. Spent 7-8 hours during the day going through the news, sifting it, analyzing, summarizing, and then preparing for the evening news. Well, once he became a Catholic, his conscience began to bother him. So, the news had to be sifted through a group of people who decided what he, Larry Henderson, was to broadcast each night. Now, he knew the news, but somebody edited every night's news before he was allowed to say it. Because he knew what the event was, what had happened. He had his script in front of me, what he was supposed to say. But being a professed speaker, he would ad-lib and just tell the people what really happened. After 2 weeks, he was called in by his administrators. Larry, you've been with us for about 10 years. You are priceless as a news broadcaster. But you simply have got to follow the rules. You just cannot say what you're saying. You've got to follow the script. It only lasted 6 months. After 6 months, he lost his position. All the news in the Western world is fictionalized. Took me years to learn that. What should be said is not said. What should not be said is made broadcast. Everything is edited. Everything is planted. There's a prior norm in the mind of those who are controlling our media, how the minds of the millions who watch television or listen to the radio, how their minds are to be shaped. What then has the new paganism done to the truth? It has made truth relative to each person's mind. It has made truth relative to each person's mind. If you think that Christ is really present in the Blessed Sacrament, fine. If you don't, fine. If you think that sexual relations with a person of the same gender as yourself is an expression of the deep love, see, of one man for another man, fine. Consequently, that is true. What I think is true. Years go behind that statement. What is true? That which I think is true. No longer is the good that which God wants us to do to reach our eternal destiny. No, the good is that which pleases me, which satisfies me, which agrees with me. If I like it, it's good. If I don't like it, it's not good. Each person's mind determines, first of all, what is good. Then each person's will chooses what the mind of that individual has told him is good. Let me tell you, the forthcoming Universal Catechism for the Catholic Church is meant to meet the deepest need that human beings have ever had for still knowing the truth, the real truth, and for choosing the truly good. And happy to say that this Thursday, I'm beginning a series of videotapes on the new catechism in Chicago. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. Believe me, America is a hypnotized nation. Each person has become a law to him or herself. And now we're having the highest judiciary in our country. It is not only not Christianity, it is not sanity. Saying that each woman have the right to choose. And no law dare tell her whether the human being in her body should be born or murdered. We come then logically to our next section, the rise of a homicidal culture. Inevitably, this new paganism has produced in one country after another what we may call a homicidal culture.